Well, Trent Horn is a best-selling author and a very in-demand speaker who spends his days defending and explaining Catholic teachings to skeptical Protestants, atheists, maybe even a doubting Catholic or two. But in his latest book, Devil's Advocate, he turns his sights upon his own questions about Catholicism, assembling his lingering doubts, mental blocks to offer an answer and best argument he can muster against his own religion's toughest doctrine. The name of the book, The Devil's Advocate, Facing My Inner Anti-Catholic, Trent Horn, joining us today. Good morning, Trent. Thanks so much for coming on Morning Blend.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I want to start with this title because I love it. And for listeners who maybe have used the term, but not exactly know what they're calling when they say you are the devil's advocate, what does that mean to you?
Well, devil's advocate is a term that was originally used in the church when a cause for canonization was being considered, whether someone should be declared to be in heaven by the church. And a member of the Holy See, like a cardinal, would do an investigation to see, to try to disprove their saintliness. They try to unearth evidence of apostasy or heresy or grave immoral conduct. It's just a way to show that you're being very rigorous in investigating things like whether someone should be canonized, not just only looking at the evidence you want to see, but trying to find any evidence that runs counter to what you believe. And so in modern parlance, to be a devil's advocate is to take the other position, even though you don't believe in it, and you do that in order to strengthen your own particular arguments. And that's what I've done in this book. And I thought it would be fun to do it in a dialogue format of thinking, okay, what are the parts of the Catholic faith that maybe give me the most trouble as an apologist when I try to think them through? And it's important for us to be honest about that because many people struggle with doubts and concerns. And I try to model in this book how to engage those difficult questions, whether they're for me or really for anybody else.
Trent, my own Catholic school upbringing, it gives me the catechism answer to many mysteries of the faith. I can repeat what a sacrament is. I can repeat what transubstantiation is. But is just being able to respond with text answers enough when it comes to having real faith?
Well, no. I mean, the letter of James even says that the demons know God is one and they tremble. You can have correct theological knowledge, but if you do not have trust, putting faith and trust into our Lord for salvation, if you don't follow in obedience, John 3:36 says that those who believe shall be saved, those who disobey the Son shall not be saved. And so if we really do believe in God, we'll also obey his commands. So it's not just about intellectual knowledge, it's also a matter of the heart. But sometimes our hearts can have a difficult time being moved in this regard if we have an academic or a mental roadblock.
Trent Horn is joining me today. He serves as a staff apologist for Catholic Answers. You know, you listen to it every day right here at Mater Dei Radio at 3 o'clock, right after the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Trent is joining me today because we're breaking open a little bit further his new book, Devil's Advocate. Well, as I just said, Trent, you break open the big topics of debate with David. And David does not hold back at all. Tell our listeners, who exactly is David?
Well, David is just a voice of inner doubt that I have, that when I approach an argument, whatever it may be, I try to think, what are the strongest arguments against this particular position? And so that's a little voice in my head that might voice these particular doubts or concerns. And sometimes they're correct. And I'll say, oh, well, this isn't that good of an argument. Or, oh, that is a valid point. I want to consider that. You haven't really engaged in a lot of critical thinking if you only amass evidence that supports your view and you don't look at what others might say, or you don't ask challenging questions, say, oh, maybe this isn't as strong as I might think. And so I do that with a variety of topics in the book, and I just gave the name David to this other voice. My friend David and I were supposed to do the audiobook together. We'll see if that still comes about, but there's no hidden meaning to the name.
I
just picked the name, and sometimes the name is a name. And yeah, we cover the existence of God and really tough subjects like the hell, the problem of evil, the foundations of the Christian faith, tough moral issues, And so I think it'll be very helpful for people.
Trent, when you were writing these different chapters, did you find that it was easier for you to come up with the argument against or the support for each one of the doctrines?
Well, I think that as I was going through, I really attempted to say, okay, what is most effective to me? Because I thought it'd be fun for this book not just to say, here's how you should handle your doubts, here's how you should do this or that, but take it almost from an autobiographical perspective to say, well, here is how I, and to understand that even if you defend the faith, there could be things that you wrestle with. It doesn't mean you're a bad Catholic. It doesn't mean you're going to fall away from the faith. There could be things you can recognize are genuine difficulties, and it's okay. You don't have the answer to these secondary questions. Maybe the church hasn't given us a definitive answer on. Maybe you wonder, you know, why would God allow so much animal suffering in the world? We know humans can benefit from suffering by growing in moral character. Why animals? And I offer some plausible explanations, but it's okay even if you don't know, because God hasn't explained everything to us on this side of the veil. And so I walk people through how you can have possible explanations. You can put things in perspective. Even if you were to doubt something, it doesn't mean that you should become an atheist or something like that, just because you doubt one small aspect of the faith, and lots of other tips like that.
Trent, my father-in-law loved to have discussions and deep theological discussions, and we both listened to Catholic Answers. And my father always says, you know, Brenda, I wish that I just would have that kind of knowledge and to be able to draw on it the way that you and, you know, your other hosts there at Catholic Answers have the ability to recall so many things at just a moment's notice when people call into the show. Now, when you were writing this book and you had to begin to do your research, did you find new information or information that you didn't fully understand and then really came to know when you were dealing with some of the topics in chapters in your book?
Yes, I did do more research on questions about dealing with the hallucination hypothesis to explain the resurrection, all other sorts of issues where I got to dive in a little bit deeper than I had before, because I often have, because in the book, I sometimes raise objections to the faith that opponents don't even raise. They don't even bring up these particular arguments, because I want to make sure that what we believe reaches the highest caliber of evidentiary quality. And so it was a wonderful experience to be able to read through this, to assemble it in dialogue forms. Was not as dry as an academic work. And I feel like it did break some new ground on some of these things to put forward new arguments.
Well, if you are looking for maybe a little light reading this Advent season, The Devil's Advocate will sure to keep you focused and turning page to page to see what new argument Trent has, well, with himself about the Catholic faith. It's a great book. Trent, remind our listeners where they're going to be able to get a copy for themselves. Maybe find out a little bit more about yourself and things that you have to offer.
Sure. They can go to Catholic.com for a lot of my work. I have a podcast, The Council of Trent. And that's available on iTunes, Google Play, and also on YouTube.
Well, fantastic. Well, you know, to have an argument with yourselves and then to be able to come out on top, I think you've done it beautifully here in your new book. Trent, thanks so much for joining us today. We'll be listening to Catholic Answers this afternoon.
Thank you.
And again, that is Trent Horn, the name of his book, Devil's Advocate, Facing My Inner Anti-Catholic. It is out by Catholic Answers. I'll be sure to add a link to where you can get to Catholic Answers, purchase a copy for yourself, and also a link to Trent Horn and his webpage and resources. You're going to find all those links on the podcast of this interview, materdeiradio.com, and the Hail Mary Media app.